At the end of the 06 season, literally every beat writer, every major newspaper in New York, every TV station in New York said, get rid of this guy. Get rid of Coughlin. Get rid of the players. Get rid of the quarterback. You know, get rid of them all.
We just felt it was important to say something. We had never done that before. Each of us took our time talking to him, and he just sat and listened, and I think it helped him to make his decision.
I said, look, if this is going to be my last year, I'm going to have fun. But now I needed to slip the caring part in.
How long has she been sick?
Ho, ho, ho. For a while.
Yeah.
I had always cared about him.
Yeah. How old was she? God bless her. Huh?
But now I was going to care about them more than the developmental part of it. I was going to show it to him.
Coughlin decided to have closed-door meetings with media members in order to improve their working relationships. He formed a leadership council of veteran players to help communicate to his team. And like never before, he let those in football see him as he was elsewhere in life.
It was a surprise. No one knew. We kind of all showed up for that meeting. He got up, talked about practice a little bit, like it was the same schedule, like we're about to go into meetings. He said, all right, everybody outside to the buses, we're getting out of here. I bowl really well. That's another sport I'm better than Peyton at also, if we want to get into that.
You know, the guys are looking at me, who's this guy, you know?
Coach Coughlin is not a very good bowler. Obviously, he's not spending a lot of his free time bowling, which is a good thing, I believe.
He wasn't serious all the time. And he learned how to say, okay, kid, you're 3 minutes early instead of 5 minutes early. Come on, you know it's a five-minute early rule. Instead of, here's a $500 fine.
I'm not going to fine you, but I could. I mean, I could get everything. You understand me? You can't.
Well, you know, I appreciate you not doing that, you know.
Well,
here's a coach who was possibly going to get fired, and he's relaxed enough to sit out and eat a greasy In-N-Out burger. Like, we were at a barbecue, and families have barbecues, and that's what it felt like. We were a family.